Hey, thanks for listening. This is another Marlins Rewind. Jose Fernandez, Jacob DeGrom, Saturday night in Miami. On paper, had the makings of a great pitcher's matchup. In practice, a lot of hard-hit balls in this game, and neither arm had their sharpest stuff. The majority of those launches, including a few in particular, came off Miami bats, and for the full Saturday Rewind, we turn to our friend Glenn Geffner.
Well, it may not have been the kind of game you would have expected with Jose Fernandez matching up against Jacob DeGrom. The Marlins and the Mets combined for 26 hits in this one, but it's a happy ending for Miami. Marlins 7 and the Mets 2. Miami evens this three-game series up at a victory apiece. It was a battle for Jose tonight. Right out of the chute, he got the first two men, Reyes and Granderson, on four pitches to start the ball game, but then back-to-back walks allowed to Yoenis Cespedes and James Loney with two outs in the first inning. Jose couldn't quite lock in the strike zone. Had some command issues with the fastball early, but he was able to get Estrubel Cabrera on a comebacker to end the first inning. And the Marlins threatened against DeGrom in the first. They got men to first and third with two outs, but they couldn't score, and we were scoreless into the second. But that changed because the Marlins half of the second with two outs and nobody on, Adany Echevarria doubled, bringing guess who? Jose Fernandez to the plate.
Attaboy, get through.
And there's a ground ball past the third baseman Reyes out into left field. Here comes Echevarria. The throw to the plate, not in time. 1-0 Marlins on an RBI single by Jose Fernandez. Stepping up big time for the pitching fraternity.
Now that's the type of plays you're going to need to get into the postseason.
That was Dontrell Willis chiming in. He was excited about it. Marlins had a 1-0 lead in the second, but the Mets came right back against Fernandez in the third. The inning began with a double from their pitcher, Jacob DeGrom. He stayed at second base when Jose Reyes popped to short, but he went to third on a base hit by Curtis Granderson, and the Mets trailing 1-0 had men at the corners for their leading RBI man, Yoenis Cespedes. The kick in the 0-2 pitch, and that's looped out toward right. Stanton coming hard. He's not going to get there. Down for a hit. DeGrom scores to tie it. Granderson stops at third. So Cespedes reached down, just dunked it between the second baseman Dietrich and the right fielder Stanton. Drives in his third run in the series, his 55th of the year. First and third with one out for Marlins killer James Loney. The 1-1 to Loney is in the air to center field, sending Ozuna back. He has room, drifting to his right, but it's going to score a run. Granderson tags, comes home, 2-1 Mets. A sack fly for James Loney. He drives in his 19th of the season, his 7th against the Marlins. But back came the Marlins in their half of the third. A leadoff infield hit for Christian Yelich before Giancarlo Stanton absolutely unloaded. He homered back-to-back games, homered twice in back-to-back games in that series. There's a high drive deep left field. Stanton has done it to DeGrom again. This one is off the scoreboard up above the left field bleachers. A titanic shot, and the Marlins lead it 3-2. An absolute rocket for Stanton, his third home run in his last two games against Jacob DeGrom. And the Marlins were in front. And that long ball, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Jose settled down, had a 1-2-3 top of the fourth with a one-run lead. Then in the bottom of the inning, he had a leadoff single. Jose was 2-for-2 with a sack bunt in this ball game. He was still at first base with two outs because Realmuto lined to right and Martin Prado struck out. But Jose went first to third on a base hit by Christian Yelich, the second of his three hits in the ballgame. And the Marlins looking to extend the lead. Had men at the corners, two down. They need another big two-out hit from Giancarlo. DeGrom the 2-1, and Stanton grounds one through the right side. Base hit. He's 3-for-3. Jose scores, Yelich to second, 4-2 Miami. And the Marlins weren't done. Jacob DeGrom was. DeGrom at that point pulled after 94 pitches, 61 strikes, 33 balls. Done after 3 2/3 innings, his shortest start of the season. Seth Lugo came out of the bullpen. He walked the first man, Marcelo Ozuna, on four pitches. Then he fell behind Derek Dietrich with the bases loaded, 3 balls, no strikes. Bases loaded, 2 down, the 3-0, and that missed outside, ball 4. Lugo walks in a run, it's 5-2 Miami. So 4 straight men have reached with 2 outs. Remember, Jose led the inning off with a single, but then DeGrom came back to get Realmuto and Prado. Jose was at first with 2 outs. Yelich singled. Stanton singled in a run. Then the pitching change, and Lugo has walked Ozuna and Dietrich on 8 consecutive pitches. No, when Chris Johnson flew out, the inning was over, but the Marlins sent 8 men to the plate. They scored 2 more runs to open up a 5-2 lead. That would close the book on DeGrom. 3 2/3 innings, a season low for him. 10 hits, a season high. 5 runs, a season high. Walked 1, struck out 5, allowed the Stanton homer. 94 pitches, 61 strikes. Lugo sit out there in the 5th inning, allowed a leadoff hit to Adani Echevarria, who went 2-for-4 tonight. Jose with a sack bunt, got etched down to second base. Etched to third and a ground ball to second from JT Realmuto. So with 2 down, Marlins had a man at third for Martin Prado.
Those in the know say that's better than that. Here's a ground ball. Base hit through the left side. Prado knocks in the run. That's a big 2-out hit for Martin Prado, who had struck out 3 times in his first 3 at-bats. Now a single and an RBI, his 34th of the year, and the Marlins have a 6-2 5th-inning lead.
Well, Jose allowed a 2-out hit, but that was all in the 6th inning. They left him out there for the 7th, trying to squeeze whatever they could out of Fernandez in this ballgame. Facing the top of the order, he got Jose Reyes on a ground ball to first. He got Curtis Granderson on a pop-up to third. And then with the pitch count mounting, 2 outs and nobody out in the 7th. Pitch number 110 of the night for Jose. His final pitch to Yoenis Cespedes. He threw 104 Monday in Philadelphia in 6 1/3. The 3-2 2-out pitch. Cespedes, a swing and a miss. Jose with strikeout number 7. An exclamation point on his night. He sets down the side in order in the 7th. And he left this ballgame with a 6-2 lead. Fernandez tonight, 7 innings, 7 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Walked 2, struck out 7, 110 pitches, 78 strikes. In the bottom of the 7th inning against Antonio Bastardo, a leadoff walk for Chris Johnson. He went to second base on an infield hit by pinch hitter Miguel Rojas with 1 out. So the Marlins had 2 men aboard. JT Realmuto hit into a fielder's choice, erasing Rojas at second. And it was 1st and 3rd, 2 down for Prado. 1-1 to Prado is ripped into left field. Base hit. Martin with his 2nd 2-out RBI hit in the ballgame. Trying for third base and dead to rights at third is Realmuto. And that is going to end the inning. But the Marlins tack on a run on 2 hits. They leave a couple. We go to the 8th. 7-2 Miami. In the top of the 8th, Fernando Rodney came on for the Marlins with a 5-run lead. He got a couple of strikeouts, but he gave up 2 hits. He hit a batter. And with the bases loaded and 2 outs, he was bailed out on a nice shoestring catch by Giancarlo Stanton and right, robbing Kelly Johnson. And we went to the 9th with the Marlins on top, 7-2. Nick Whitgren came on to try to close it out, allowed a leadoff single to Jose Reyes, who went 1-for-5 tonight. Reyes erased on a fielder's choice off the bat of Curtis Granderson for the 1st out. Yoenis Cespedes, a fly ball to left for the 2nd out. Marlins were not away from high fives. 2 outs, 1 on for James Loney.
1-2 on Loney with 2 outs. Whitgren's pitch and a ground ball softly hit to the left side. Charged by Prado, picks it up, throws to first for the out and the ball game. The Marlins have beaten the Mets 7-2.
For the Marlins, 7 runs, 16 hits, no errors, 11 men left on base. For the Mets, 2 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They also strand 11. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, he's 12-4. Jose matches his career high with his 12th win. He won 12 games and 28 starts as a rookie in 2013 when he was the Rookie of the Year and finished 3rd in the Cy Young vote. He was 12-6 that year. He improves to 12-4 this season. His ERA at 2.54 after his 19th start of the year. Loser Jacob DeGrom, he drops to 6-5 on the season. Time of the game was 3 hours 9 minutes and a crowd of 26,841 goes home very, very happy. Marlins with the winner, 53-44 for the 3rd time, a season best 9 games over .500. Marlins now 25-20 here at home. Giancarlo Stanton went 4-for-5 tonight with 3 singles, a homer, 3 runs batted in. Remember that drought Giancarlo had from May 17th through June 15th? He had a 29-game nightmare during which he batted 118 with 4 doubles, 2 homers, and 5 RBIs. Well, he's played 29 games since that 29-game drought, and in these last 29, he's hit .325, 6 doubles, a triple, 9 homers, and 26 runs batted in. The big man back on track, 4-for-5 tonight, 4th time in his career he's had at least 4 hits in a game. He drove in 3. Marlins over the Mets, 7-2. They've evened this series at a victory apiece.
Today's Fish Family bonus code is Rubber Match. And at 1:10 today, the Marlins and Mets will battle for the series win. Should the Fish come away with it, It would be their fourth straight series victory. After last night's ballgame, Kyle Seeloff talked to Martin Prado, who hearkened back to one of Don Mattingly's original thoughts. As easy as it is to key in on this series against the Mets, now a game and a half behind the Marlins in the NL East standings, just focus on winning today, taking the rubber match, and then you'll have 2 of 3 against your division rival.
There's a lot of people questioning, like, you know, like, today, tomorrow. I mean, we've been doing it since day one. Like, we got a rough start. We lost, you know, like, the first 2 weeks, and then everybody just wondering, what are we going to do? Where are we going to hit it? But the message that Don told us has been training, like, it doesn't matter how you start. We're going to finish strong as a team, and we'll see how we're going to be. Don't worry about, like, today, what's going to happen tomorrow, who's the first play, who's the second. We just, you know, take care of our business and come to the field and play every day, go out to out, inning by inning, and to see where we're going to be at the end of the season.
This afternoon, we'll celebrate the induction ceremony to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And at 1:10, our very own Hall of Fame broadcaster, Dave Van Horn, takes the play-by-play along with Glenn Geffner on the Marlins Radio Network. Our broadcast starts at 12:40 from the Clevelander at Marlins Park beyond the left field fence. Join us for Marlins on Deck with Kyle Seeloff. And then the first pitch at 1:10. Listen on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network.